DOV is an acronym for Domestic Violence Home Visitation. I would like to acknowledge our funders. This was funded, this was an R01 trial that was funded by the National Institutes of Nursing Research. I have no relevant relationships to disclose. I would like to also acknowledge my research team. Dr. Schrinke is here in the audience, and Dr. Campbell would be here, but she's presenting at the very same time in the Hilton. I'd also like to acknowledge our other consultants that were a part of the team, as well as the women who helped us with the women that were enrolled in the trial. I'm going to provide for this presentation a brief overview of the background of intimate partner violence in pregnancy, the purpose of the study and why we felt DOV was a needed study, the overview of the study design, the DOV intervention, findings, lessons learned, and next steps. I'm not sure I'll get the next steps. That's our second trial, but if there's a few minutes, I'll do that. So when I talk about abuse during pregnancy, we're talking about physical battering, and we like to think about this as during the childbearing year, so the few months before pregnancy, during pregnancy, and around pregnancy or that postpartum period. And for this study, we're talking about intimate partner abuse, which is the perpetrator is an intimate or former intimate partner. Just by way of background, the prevalence rate of violence against pregnant women can range anywhere from less than 1% to about 20%. In most North American and Western well-developed countries, the range is somewhere about 4% to 8%. And I always like to put it in context. It is probably more frequent than one of the major disorders that we teach our providers about, and that's hypertension of pregnancy. And the most significant risk factor for IPV during pregnancy is IPV before pregnancy. We are concerned because of the adverse outcomes for mothers, poor weight gain, infections often due to forced sexual activity, hypertension, bleeding, and pregnancy loss. For the babies and infants, low birth weight, preterm birth, small for gestational age, and any of those conditions often will result for a NICU stay for the babies. We know that beyond the infancy period, more than 3 million children each year witness the violence, victimization of their mother, and more than half of these children are under 6, and very few of them get any kind of therapy or support. So there has been little evidence about what works for reducing IPV against mothers and therefore reducing the exposure and the negative sequela. And so the purpose of DOV was to address this gap and to develop an intervention. So this was a multi-site randomized clinical control trial. It was a mixed method study in that we had both quantitative data and qualitative data. It was implemented in two states, Maryland and Missouri. We had urban sites and rural sites. We also had a very small subsample of the Nurse Family Partnership Program, and it was a home visit intervention. The intervention was done by public health nurses. The DOV protocol is based on an evidence-based screening brochure that had information about increasing women's awareness of partner abuse during pregnancy, why we are concerned, and aim to empower women through decision-making and safety planning. So the DOV intervention really combined two evidence-based protocols. We know that home visiting in the perinatal program is linked to better birth outcomes, and this evidence-based brochure also has shown to at least increase women's safety. Indirectly, it also women report less victimization. It was delivered by nurse home visitors, public health nurse home visitors. There were 6 sessions, 3 sessions prenatally, and 3 sessions postpartum. The intervention is not designed to be a standalone intervention, but rather to be integrated into existing home visit protocols. So this is a graphic of what I just said. I guess that's your far left. There's urban Baltimore. We had one health department in the city, and women were randomized to usual care. Usual care usually is a screen and a referral, and then to our program, DOV. The Missouri, at the state level, decided that 12 health departments would participate, and so 12 were randomized to do their usual care, and 12 were randomized to do the DOV intervention. And then from Kansas City, Missouri, Out of their NFP project, we recruited prospectively about 20 women, and then we matched those out of their national database for that particular area. There were 7 follow-up visits. We collected data through 24 months postpartum, so there were 7 quantitative interviews and 5 qualitative interviews of a small selected group of women. We looked at the report of violence, depression, PTSD, infant outcomes, and mothers' use of resources. So this was our project team, and so again, we had a team in Missouri and a team in Maryland. At the time, Dr. Bullock was working with the University of Missouri. Much to my pleasure, she's now at the University of Virginia, so for our second trial, we're a little bit closer. The other thing I'm really proud of as an educator is that all of these individuals were students when we started the project. All of them now are finished their PhDs and in their first faculty positions. So this is our sample, and at baseline, and you can see that there are no statistical differences between the intervention group and the usual care group, and of course that's what you want to see at the start of an intervention. And this was a practical trial because it was implemented in existing health departments and utilizing the staff there to implement the program after training on DOVE procedures. So we used a cluster analysis because the settings were very different. At baseline, everybody was pretty much reporting a high level of abuse, and we used the conflict tactics scale to follow up. At the first 12 months period, both samples decreased, not too exciting, but at 24 months, the DOVE sample was significantly reporting less violence, so the change and the reduction was maintained. And then these are just looking at the mean scores. So we are cautiously optimistic that nurse home visitation is an important strategy for reducing home partner violence. We had good retention over both sites, and particularly a little bit higher in the rural sites than the urban sites. We found that also not only was the pattern of retention similar across geographic sites, urban and rural, but also across the group assignments, control or intervention. So one of the things we learned is that abused pregnant women will talk about their abuse history if they are talking to trained and prepared home visitors, and they will participate in a home visiting and research program that addresses violence against women. We also learned that it is important for both the research team and the home visit team to be able to work together, and the development of trust at many levels, both for the home visitors and the research team, the women that we are intervening with, and very often the research team knew more about where moms were. That's often moms drop out of the intervention program at the health department, but were still able to stay in our study. We had developed a number of safety protocols because, as you can imagine, asking these kind of sensitive questions in the home environment where the perpetrator could come in, nurses needed to feel very protected. And we had a number of other toll-free and other safety-type resources that mothers could contact the research team also. One of the things that we have discovered, as I said, is that the abused women, given the appropriate circumstances, will talk about their abuse and seek resources. The DOVE intervention is feasible, and it can be integrated into a home visit programs, and it's a relatively low cost. One of the findings, and Dr. Al Husin, I believe, has published, is that we found a much higher rate of small for gestational babies among mothers reporting the most severe violence. And I think that that's a significant clinical finding because I think we are all aware of preterm and low birth weight babies, but a small for gestational age baby is usually one that stays in utero, so that the violence that the mom is experiencing does have an impact. So, again, as I said, DOVE combines 2 evidence-based protocols. It was culturally relevant. Our sample had low-income African-Americans as well as Caucasian women. It does require training and buy-in from the health departments, and the women themselves had many positive comments anecdotally about the intervention. And so we learned from this first trial that screening continues to be an important challenge, and it is often difficult for healthcare providers because of the sensitive issue of asking these questions, that our protocol can be implemented into existing protocols, and in Missouri it's being used in the Parents as Teachers program, and both health departments in Baltimore and Missouri have integrated DUB. So our second trial is funded by NICHD, and one of the things that we are attempting to understand is if we could use mHealth technology and if that would make it easier for the home visitors to ask questions, and would women feel like they were more likely to disclose. So we're using computer tablets. We're testing the traditional method of screening, which is paper, and then we've taken all of our screening tools and intervention and loaded them on tablets, and so women are randomly assigned to either one. The other thing that we were able to do is to translate everything into Spanish, and so that also increases our outreach to women. So we're using the same nurse home visitation. We're using the same evidence-based DUB intervention. It is a randomized trial with two arms, and as I said before, that we are able to switch the tablets to Spanish if we are recruiting a Spanish-speaking mom. And women are randomized to either paper or tablet, and if they screen positive, they go on to the paper brochure, and if they screen positive with the computer tablet, they go on to a tablet intervention. So these are just some examples of what the screens look like. We are using the eMOCA platform, which was developed by our Center for Global Health Education in the School of Medicine. It was developed initially to use with field workers in Uganda. So be careful what you said. I was joking with the developer, and I said, well, if you can do that in Uganda, we should be able to do something like that in Baltimore. So here we are. But this is some of the information that comes from the brochure. Women can also listen to this. So we have earbuds, which increases the privacy in the home, but also for women that are low literate, they can listen to the words. It is a touch screen. So this is the initial screen, the abuse assessment screen. This was the women's experience with batter. So women in both projects can screen in with physical abuse and emotional abuse. And this is just a little part of the information. These are just clips of different screens, but this is some of the information we give women for safety planning. Thank you very much for listening. And